Good afternoon. This is Bill Reed at the National Hurricane Center with a noon update on Hurricane Irene. Irene made landfall about 7:30 this morning here near Cape Lookout and is moving northward across the western end of Pamlico Sound in eastern North Carolina. Winds have been reported, gusts have been reported across a large part of the area in the 75 to 90 mile an hour range. We had one report of a gust of 115 miles an hour at the Cedar Island Ferry Terminal out here in Pamlico Sound. We're also getting reports of significant storm surge flooding along the western and southern reaches of Pamlico Sound from the water pileup and storm surge, according with the passage of the center. Over the next 6 to 12 hours, the general passage of the storm is going to be through eastern North Carolina, extreme southeast Virginia, the Norfolk, Hampton Roads area in Virginia. We're going to get 5 to 10 inches of rain, isolated tornadoes, frequent wind gusts to hurricane force, and on the immediate coast, perhaps even sustained winds of hurricane force, large waves, beach erosion also according to that. The future track of Irene after today will be, it'll move offshore and right along the coast of the Delmarva, affecting Ocean City, Maryland, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Storm surge flooding in Delaware Bay, lower Chesapeake Bay is also possible. And then during the day on Saturday, move right up the Jersey Shore, crossing somewhere in Long Island, New York area, through New England during the day Sunday, and then finishing its life in the Canadian provinces on Monday. I think we're going to get a possibility of 4 to 8 feet of storm surge flooding anywhere along the east coast there, depending on the locality, up through Long Island. There'll be some concerns tomorrow in the particularly flood-prone areas of Buzzards Bay and Narragansett Bay as the storm passes there. And additionally, we're going to see a swath of very heavy rain, the 5 to 10 inch rain that we're seeing today, continue right up through the heavily populated areas of the northeast. Lots of flooding, of flash flooding and river flooding is anticipated from that. And with the strong winds blowing and the saturated soil, expect trees down and power outages throughout the area. This is Bill Reed with a noon update on Hurricane Irene.